Hey, stand at ease, Abraham Lincoln. Man, Lincoln Nation's looking good today. Hoo-yah! Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, we're getting home on time. I wish you were cheering for me with that, but I know it's all about getting home on time. Hey, there's a time, I don't know, 3 weeks ago that I wasn't so sure we were gonna get home on time. So I'm ecstatic to see we just crossed the international dateline about an hour ago, still heading east, and we're gonna pull into San Diego on time. So fantastic work. I tell you what, I wanna talk about a number of things. First, I wanna talk about this deployment. And certainly, you don't have to stand in ranks. I think we are so packed in here that there's not a whole lot of movement to do, but if you need to move around a little bit to see me or whatnot, do whatever you need to do. But hey, this has been a fantastic deployment. You know, certainly getting home on time is part of that. But I will tell you that we have accomplished a ton of great stuff. A couple highlights from our post-deployment brief. The Admiral has been working on very hard along with all his O6s. A couple highlights from that is never a sortie missed due to our aviation facilities. When I say that, I'm thinking about all of Air Department, I'm thinking about CATSE, I'm thinking about Ops, thinking about combat systems, all the systems that they run, and all of the people that are part of supporting flight operations. Not a single sortie missed, not a single sortie late. Fantastic work by all involved on that. Really, really impressive, yeah. And I will tell you, equally as impressive is our safety record. And on the flight deck and in the hangar bay, we had a couple very, very minor events. We'll call them a crunch, but they're very, very minor. And I will tell you what, very, very, when you look at how many moves, Handler told me the other day, how many moves over? Just under 12,000 moves, and frequently, you know, 18 inches away from another aircraft or a piece of this ship. And you guys, you Air Department, V3, V1, did it flawlessly. So really well done. Hey, another great stat from the post-deployment brief. Not a single evolution missed or delayed due to our propulsion plan. Where are my nukes at? Where are those guys at? Hoo-yah! Bringing a steam. Yes. And everyone knows that flight ops don't happen without steam from the propulsion plan. So very nicely done to all my engineers and reactor department and engineering department and all those involved with that fantastic work. Weapons, bringing loading up bombs for one-way trips. That's awesome, hoo-yah. I talked about safety on the flight deck. I tell you, safety across the ship was very, very well done. I think our biggest risk this underway has been ladder wells and hatches. A word about safety, we're not home yet, right? What do I got, 11 days and a wake up? Is that what we decided? 11 days and a wake up. I want your eye to remain on safety until we're all lines doubled up back in home port. Hey, I wanna talk a little bit about, this is not the deployment that we planned for, and I specifically wanna say thank you to many folks on board that extended for this deployment. The world got a vote, and I know every time I talk about the schedule, I say that the world gets a vote. And the world voted, and they sent us the 5th Fleet, and we got tax-free money, which was good. But I will acknowledge that 107 days that we did without a port visit was long and uncomfortable. I think we did some great things to break it up with the morale days, but it's hard, you know, it's hard to stay focused for 107 days. And for all you that this is your first deployment, I want to acknowledge that is not standard, all right? So this is, you know, generally, when you go on deployment, you pull in about every month, you know, about every three to four weeks, you pull in. So you're constantly in this cycle of getting excited for the next port visit, planning for the next port visit, and then you're doing the next port visit, and then you're back on the ship talking about the last port visit, and then pretty soon you start planning for the next one. And that's generally how a deployment goes. that's not how 107 days straight underway went. And I recognize that. It felt long to me as well, even though this is a very short deployment, 5 months, the shortest one I've ever done. But that 107 days did feel long. So if you're thinking that, you're like, oh man, that sucked. It did sort of suck. That is non-standard, and I would hope that you don't do that again, 107 days. I know the first time we did a beer day, I was sort of celebrating, like, it's cool. It's good to be part of a beer day. But by the time the second one rolled around, no one needs to do two beer days in a row. But well done on that. Hey, I want to talk about a few firsts as well. F-35 Charlie in the combat, dropping bombs in Houthi-controlled Yemen. That was a first time for the Navy Marine Corps team that you guys were a part of. Going alongside the Mykonos, for you, I think we talked about it on 1MC a couple times, but going alongside a tanker, hooking our Station 21 fuel rig to it and taking on gas was a first in like 40-something, 50 years. Like, hadn't happened in decades and decades. And this team did it for the first time. Now, since we did it, Truman's already done it. I guess this is the new standard as the Maritime Sealift Command works on their ship availability, but we did it first. This team did it. Deck Department did a ton of work, as well as V4 bringing on that gas. Who y'all, Deck? Who y'all, V4? And you are all recognized for your great work on deployment. You are all authorized to wear the Global War on Terrorism Expeditionary Medal and the Global War on Terrorism Service Medal, effective immediately. And I happen to know that we have been submitted for a meritorious unit commendation. It has not been approved yet, but I fully expect it will, and I will absolutely let you know when you can put that thing on your chest. You know, if I was gonna sum it up, a fantastic, fantastic deployment. We really packed a lot into 5 months. Crossing the line ceremony was awesome. All you trusty shellbacks, so trustworthy. Hope everyone had a good time on that event. I know I did. It was a lot. It was a lot of slimy wogs, but now you're all trusted shellbacks. And I will tell you, when I reflect back on deployment, just a fantastic job. I'm really, really, really impressed by this team.